It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Newark's water crisis is apparently worsening. Large swaths of New Jersey's largest city are left with unsafe water from the tap, and a public health emergency is at hand. Joining us now to sort out what's happening, why things are getting worse, is Chris Sturm, Managing Director of Policy and Water at the nonprofit New Jersey Future. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
So for years, the city of Newark has been struggling with getting rid of the lead in the water from the taps in the schools and homes. Why do things appear to be getting worse?
The good news is that they appear to be getting worse, but are probably on track to getting better. Lead levels spiked in late 2018 because hundreds of additional water samples were taken across the city, which is a good thing. And then just 2 weeks ago, the city did a lot of testing to see how things were going, including testing some water that was coming out of water filters. And they took three tests, and disturbingly, two of those showed problems. So now the challenge is to get to the bottom of what's going on with the water filters. And earlier this week, the city started a very aggressive, again, widespread testing program with support from the Department of Environmental Protection and the EPA to find out what's really going on.
Yeah, can you tell us, what are the big issues here? It's not just the lead plumbing in the older homes. It also, it's being affected by the water treatment plants and the problems with the filters, as you mentioned, that the city distributed. What are the various challenges to accessing safe water that Newark residents are dealing with?
Yeah, there are many. The source water actually has no lead. Water that leaves the drinking water plant is lead-free.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, it gets corrosion control chemicals that can coat pipes. The lead is in the pipes, and the biggest culprit are the lead service lines that connect homes to the water main. And then there is often also internal plumbing, faucets, and fixtures that have lead. Newark's corrosion control system broke down a few years ago, and that's what led to the rising spikes. Newark has an open-air reservoir, which requires more expensive corrosion control treatment, which is now in place and should become effective by the end of the year, which is a good thing. But corrosion control and filters are unfortunately not fail-safe. They can break down in unpredictable ways in Newark and communities across the country. And so the long-term solution is actually digging out those lead service lines and replacing them with copper piping.
Yeah, talk realistically. What do Newark and New Jersey have to do to get a handle on the crisis and ensure the delivery of the safe water to people? I mean, how much will it cost, and is there a realistic timeline for the whole thing?
Yeah, I'm actually working on a task force, the Jersey Water Works Lead and Drinking Water Task Force, with five reps from state agencies and the EPA, water utilities, other advocates like myself and scientists. And we are about to release a long-term plan, a 10 to 15-year plan in early October with a solution. And the good news is that this is a problem that New Jersey can solve. American tap water that you can trust is a tradition, and we can get back there. But we've got to take some bold moves and really look to the governor and the legislature for leadership on a package of bills and regulatory standards that enable us to get these lead service lines out of the ground. And that, I can explain that in more detail if you're interested.
We only have about a minute left, but I just want to get to a couple more things. I mean, are local, state, and federal governments all working together? I know that the city of Newark was asking the EPA to help pay for the bottled water they're distributing.
It would be great if EPA could pitch in with that. And I think everyone is looking to Newark for lessons. Communities across New Jersey, and there are well over 100 that have lead issues, that have lead pipes in the ground, should be looking to Newark for lessons. I think we've all seen that local officials need to be as forthright as possible, as early as possible, with their public about what may be going wrong, even if they don't have all the answers. And they also need to talk about what it will take. And in the case of a statewide issue like this in New Jersey, it might be $2 billion over the next 10 to 15 years.
We just have a few seconds left. I mean, Newark cannot be the only old city in New Jersey that's dealing with this issue, at least the old pipes. I mean, how much of a problem is this for other municipalities like Jersey City or Trenton?
Jersey City and Trenton are right behind Newark. We also have small rural boroughs with old housing and even affluent neighborhoods in suburbs that have this issue. So it's quite widespread, and people need to become more aware of where it's located.
All right. Chris Sturm is the Managing Director of Policy and Water at New Jersey Future. Chris, thanks so much.
Thank you, Richard.